Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Working Title. Thank you so much for staying tuned. So, Cleo, we left off at New Year's. So, yeah, New Year's apparently, like it started being celebrated like 4,000 years ago, is what I found out in
Wow.
at least the first recorded festivities date back to then, is what I found out in my little research. Yeah, I found out that the Babylonians apparently used to celebrate the first new moon following something called the vernal equinox, which was a day late in March with the equal amount of sunlight and darkness. And so this was a day that heralded the start of the new year. And so they had like a massive like religious festival. It was celebrating, the different gods of their mythology, defeating the evil sea goddess Tiamat, right? And so it had important political purposes. Apparently, it said, they would crown new kings. They would have like their current rulers' divine mandate be like renewed and stuff during this time. So like New Year's was, it wasn't. It was more like just like a big celebration or like a festival. Less about counting the amount of like years had passed, right? And, but it would last for 11 days, which was cool, is what. Is what it, in Babylon anyway.
Very cool.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but obviously there's different civilizations around the world that have like had their own, obviously there's Chinese New Year, Egypt would they would celebrate their New Year with like the annual flooding of the Nile. And so like New Year's back in the day were all based around like natural, events, right? Which makes sense. I mean, these people had no other way of, I guess, gauging like time, but oh, I guess the Nile floods around this time every year. So, it's got to be, we got to be doing something, right?
Yeah,
Like,
commemorated.
exactly. You got to commemorate it somehow. But yeah, so that's what I thought was interesting. I mean, like, for that it started off, so long ago. Like I didn't even think about like ancient Babylonians, celebrating the new year, until I was reading this. But yeah,
Yeah, they
so
must have had crazy New Year's Eve parties.
I can't even imagine like what they would even have done back then. Like in antiquity, it's just
I
we
bet
are
they
going to light this entire bush on fire. What?
like partied well.
Yeah, sure, eh?
Burning
Yeah,
bush and like big
yeah.
and probably danced.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
I'm sure it was just absolutely wild. But before yeah, so then the kind of next New Year's Day that came along was when the Romans started standardizing stuff. So we'll get to that after these next two songs that we have lined up. We have Nomad from Death from Above 1979 coming up, a classic CanCon a Canadian band for you that we got going on, and then you picked out Making Love by Sir Woman Cleo?
Oh yes, I love that song. It's a
Yeah.
fun song to dance to.
Yeah, the music video looked cool when I was watching it.
Yeah, it's just I don't know if they got people to like send it in to them, but it's just a bunch of different people dancing to the song. So maybe you can
Yeah.
watch it and have like a mini dance party in quarantine.
Right, exactly. I think that's what it definitely looked like. I was like watching it. I was like, this is a good quarantine video. You
Yeah,
know,
it's a lot
like
of
everybody
fun.
just like dancing and having a good time. Yeah. All right, so we're gonna hit you at that, and then I'll be right back with some Roman standardization of New Year's
Ooh,
Day. Yeah. All righty,
exciting.
stay tuned, everybody.
She's making love in her mind and she's not even trying. She'll take the words right out of your mouth. Not a witch, but you know she's controlling your mind. You'll make a move, but she's turning you out. She's walking through the walls, right back into your heart. She knows it wasn't right. You know it wasn't hard. Makes you wanna be a better man. Makes you wanna take her on the town. You remember those legs when she stopped walking around. Makes you wanna be a better man. Makes you think about it late at night. Every time that it rains, yeah, you know she did it right. She's making love in her mind. She's not even trying. She'll take the words right out of your mouth. Not a witch, but you know she's controlling your mind. You'll make a move, but she's turning you out. He's dragging you along, knows how to hold you down until he's feeling good. You get a bit of someone's love, cause when you are alone, it's him you're thinking of. Let me tell you that you have enough. You don't need a bit of someone's love, cause when you are alone, it's you I'm thinking of. She's making love in the mind and she's not even trying. She'll take the words right out of your mouth. Not a witch, but you know she's controlling your mind. You'll make a move, but she's turning you out. Makes you think that you don't have enough, unless you get a bit of someone's love, cause when you are alone, it's him you're thinking of. Let me tell you that you have enough. You don't need a bit of someone's love, cause when you are alone, it's you I'm thinking of. She's making love in her mind and she's not even trying. She'll take the words right out of your mouth. Not a witch, but you know she's controlling your mind. You'll make a move, but she's turning you out. She's making love in her mind. He's making love in his mind.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. So yeah, Cleo, was that Roman standardization? That's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
jumping
we got
back
the
into
jumping right back into it. Was it so New Year's Day, was it the Roman calendar, the original Roman calendar, which was put into place by Romulus, the founder of Rome, was only 10 months and 304 days. The new year actually was at the vernal equinox, the same way the ancient Babylonians had it. So It would be this like day late in March that like just lasted really long that they would like celebrate. And so it lasted this way for like a long time until about like the 8th century, until King, I'm hoping I pronounced this right, Numa Pompilius. He was credited for adding the months of Januarius and Februarius. So, which as we know are January and February now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so originally January and February just didn't exist in the Roman calendar. So because like there was because the new year took place at this this time, mm-hmm. due to the like rotation of the earth and just like the way things work in celestial bodies, the calendar fell out of sync with the sun. And so it wasn't until Julius Caesar in 46 BC Like a while later, he decided to solve the problem by having like a bunch of astronomers and mathematicians like come to Rome, and they were like, we're gonna figure out a new calendar. And so yeah, they like made a whole new calendar, and that's, they called it the Julian calendar, which actually is pretty close to what we use today, which is pretty wild to think about, like somebody in ancient Rome, you know, being on the
made
same
this thing.
This, like, you know, January 15th in ancient Rome made sense.
Yeah.
You know, like it just, or like meeting someone, you could set dates. Like we would, like someone could go to the future from Rome and would theoretically still be able to figure out what time of the year it was. Like that, it's just, I don't know. It's like that stuff's just really cool to me. So anyway, so Julius Caesar, he his calendar reform, he instituted January 1st actually to be the first day of the year. He was the first person to say that.
Nice.
Yeah, and so he wanted to honor the month's namesake, which happened to be, which I didn't even know this, Janus, the Roman god of beginnings, who I knew of Janus. Oh. I didn't know that's why January was named January.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. So for those that don't know who are listening, Janus is the Roman god of doors and like new beginnings. He has two faces, so he can look both at the past and the present at the same time. So he's a very fitting god of Rome, I feel like, to celebrate the new year, to be like the new patron. But so like Romans would like offer sacrifices to Janus. They would exchange gifts with one another. They would decorate their homes. And yeah, the New Year's continued this way pretty uncontested for quite a while. And before we get in, we continue, I feel like, you know, you lovely listeners have been listening to me talk, especially you, Cleo, have been listening to me talk for the last 5-7 minutes. So maybe I think you guys deserve a song, so we can see what we can scrounge up here on the playlist. But I have a Right by Harlequin Gold planned out. They're two girls from Toronto, which are really sick, actually. They have a, like, here's the thing, Cleo. Any song that has a just like solid bass line immediately, you know, like nothing else to start off, like I'm always just into it, you know? And that's exactly what I think this song. Exactly. They definitely slapped the bass and roped me in. So we got a Harlequin Gold, or Right by Harlequin Gold coming up right here. And then we'll be back and I'll be talking more about how Christianity really didn't like New Year's.
Surprise.
Yeah, no surprise there. But all right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. This is Working Title with Danny Gold and Cleo Doherty. We're going to hit you with some songs, and then we'll be right back for some more.
They say the silver lining's dull. You only want me in the late night. I've hidden from you for a week, but now you've caught me in the moonlight. And you're always on my mind. You've got a crooked way to love me. I'm running from you, coming quick. I'm all you want, and you're all I need. I feel you in the corners of my mind. And though you're always there, I hide away this part of me.
Hello, 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 and welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned in. And yeah, we were talking about here on Working Title, our theme today was New Year's and why we celebrate it. So I've been going into it and really just delving in. Right now, Julius Caesar had just instated January 1st being the first day of the year. And now, after being uncontested for so long, we find ourselves in medieval Europe, and Christianity, it really doesn't like how close New Year's is to Christmas.
They're like, you're stealing our thunder.
Straight up.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this one thing really quickly. We did it in my grade 12. No, it must have been grade 10, actually. Sorry, it was grade 10 world history, global history with Mr. Connors at Citadel High in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Shout out.
He was such a funny teacher. He'd always make us do like the most random stuff to get us engaged with the content. And one of the things that we did when we were talking about ancient Rome is he told us the story of Romulus and Remus, who like were the two brothers. Yeah. And you had to kind of like make basically a storyboard as if you were going to make a movie about the brothers, like some like adaptation, like the one with like Brad Pitt as Achilles or whatever.
I love it. Okay.
And so my group, I was with this girl Lynn, and she was so funny, and she made this whole plot, and Romulus and Remus were played by James and Dave Franco.
Oh my god.
Which I just thought was like a really funny, I'd love to see a movie with them as Roman gods.
Can definitely see Seth Rogen producing it.
Oh yeah. Just
be it being one of those like stoner movies. Like
exactly. You know,
like Roman Express. But yeah, no, that's awesome. Like I had some profs that would do that, like profs, I call them all profs now, but like teachers back in middle school and like high school, but just like, you know, especially history teachers, like they would really get you into it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He was so engaging. I remember another thing, like we were trying to talk about like school uniforms or something. He was trying to teach another issue but put it under guise of school uniforms, and then made everybody like, if you agree with this statement, stand on this side of the class, and like if you agree with this statement, stand on this side of the class. And it was just a show for like how divisive like blanket political statements can be, and how they don't incorporate a lot of like nuances to an issue. And I still remember it to this day.
Yeah, right, so exactly.
Must have left a mark.
Yeah, exactly. Like those are the things that you remember. You're talking about right now, like however many years. And it's like, and I can't remember what I ate 3 days ago.
Literally.
You know, it's like it's just funny how, like those things really do leave their mark.
And to teach me some history.
Yeah, well, you know, so Christianity was waging war on January 1st and saying, you know, the first days in the year, they should carry way more religious significance than they were. And so they were saying like they would pretty much start celebrating the new year around like December 25th, but even some places would celebrate it, you know, as late as March 25th.
Whoa.
Exactly. So it was like, it really depended on like the Christian leader during this time, you know, but it wasn't until our boy Pope Gregory the 13th, he reestablished January 1st as New Year's Day in 1582. And the reason Pope Gregory the 13th is really important is because if you've ever, you know, looked at our calendar that we use today and ever like heard, do you actually know like the name of the calendar that we use today, Cleo?
No, I have no idea what it's called.
So it's called the Gregorian calendar, and it is named after our boy Gregory here.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it wasn't until 1582 that Pope Gregory he had the same problem that Julius Caesar did, where it had been so long, it had been so long since the Roman Empire that the calendar was out of sync with the sun again. The calendar was out of sync by the astronomers that he had's calculations. It was about 10 days, and so the Julian calendar was behind by 10 days, where the Gregorian calendar would now be quote unquote on time, right? And so he basically like what his whole idea was, he wanted to create a calendar that had enough days to where if there was going to be this this runoff of time, that it would be mm-hmm. so insignificant for a mortal being. So whereas, right, exactly. And so like the Gregorian calendar, to put in perspective, I should have got this, I should have got this information of what it was during the Julian calendar, but I don't. But the Gregorian calendar every year differs from the solar year by 26 seconds every year. Okay. So it only becomes one day's difference every 3,323 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're not going to have Gregory's problem until well in the future when they need to make a new calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But what was so interesting about even after the Gregorian calendar was created, I found out that not even all of like continental Europe and like the world was even following the same calendar.
Yeah.
Like, some were still following the Julian calendar and some were following the Gregorian calendar. Like for example, I think it was, I'm trying to find now, see now I'm like searching through my notes, but it was, here we go. Yeah, so like Germany and Netherlands only agreed to adopt the Gregorian calendar in 1698,
mm-hmm.
Because like many, many Protestant countries, including England, were just like straight up ignoring Pope Gregory's correction.
Yeah.
And kept the Julian calendar.
There's like, we don't like this. So
yeah, straight up. And so Russia only accepted it after their revolution in 1918.
Mm-hmm.
And Greece only had the Gregorian calendar as soon as 1923. So literally like less than, you know, or yeah, like less than a century ago, almost a full century,
mm-hmm.
you know, there were some countries that weren't following the same calendar as we were here, like in America.
Yeah, wasn't there, I could be totally mistaken. Maybe I should, anyway, wasn't there like a French Republic calendar, like a French Revolution calendar, where they tried to kind of remove all of the like religious and royal influences from the calendar and like make their own?
Oh,
I think
God.
It only got used for like a very short period of time, but I think it did. Yeah, it French Republican calendar.
Oh, that sounds about right, but I didn't come across it in my research, but yeah, the French Republican calendar, I could definitely see
lots of calendars out there.
Yeah, people just being like, screw all these religious stuff. No, seriously, it's just and so there's actually apparently some Orthodox churches still follow the Gregorian calendar, it's 13 days behind, or not the Gregorian, they follow the Julian calendar, and so they're 13 days behind us.
Wow.
But yeah, there was a funny day where in September 2nd, 1752 mm-hmm. was the British Calendar Act came into effect, which had standardized a bunch of British Commonwealth countries to be on the Gregorian calendar. So mm-hmm. overnight, 11 days just disappeared.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Gone. Yeah, yeah. Like it's like they literally just they skipped
mm-hmm.
11 days just to get back on the same calendar.
This didn't happen.
Yeah, can you imagine missing your birthday?
Yeah, that would be a bummer.
Just
a little bit of a small win.
You know, we pretty much reached the end, you know, of our history, where we mm-hmm. you know, what after the British Calendar Act, that's kind of when the world started following this Gregorian calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I was looking up like traditions, and some of these things were funny. Like in Spain, they eat 12 grapes at midnight to secure 12 happy months of the coming year, which I thought was cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it the Dutch apparently burn bonfires of like Christmas trees? And it's like, you know, they're supposed to like purge the old and welcome the new.
Yeah.
The United States, I'd never heard of this before in my life, but apparently you're supposed to eat black-eyed peas and ham, saying if you eat peas on the New Year's on the New Year's Day, you'll have plenty of everything the rest of the year. Never heard of that in my life.
Very strange.
Yeah, we always had like the Rose Bowl was all that I just remembered in California.
Rose Bowl?
Yeah, it was like a big football game, and then they'd have like a parade. Like they do the Rose Bowl parade. Okay. And so there'd always be all these like floats of like of flowers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it was kind of hilarious. I mean, like one year they had Will Ferrell, and I don't remember who it was, but he was Ron Burgundy, like, okay, officiating the Rose Bowl parade.
Yeah.
And I think one of the floats actually burst into flames that year, and it was unplanned. I just remember watching Will Ferrell ad-libbing this moment, and mm-hmm. and just like, I don't even think they could have asked for like a better setup. Like, it was just a float started burning down in the middle of the parade while they were doing this bit. And oh, so that God. Was a memorable New Year. I think that was like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
Chaos.
Yeah. Utter chaos. But yeah, you know, it's that's kind of how we ended up on the Draconian calendar, from ancient Babylon and celebrating, you know, the solstice every year, to a pope finally realizing that, hey, we all needed to be on the same day, and all this weird date stuff in the world is weird. You know, I just think it's funny, like, you know, with all of like the problems going on today in this day and age, like, can you imagine like something as mundane as like, we all need to be on the same fucking calendar?
Yeah.
I just cursed, but yeah. But yeah, literally, just all being on the, yeah, I didn't even notice. Sorry, lovely viewers. I'm just thinking, like, what I would give for being
this be the biggest issue
for,
of the
for this
world.
Being like, the biggest issue. That's how upset I am. Yeah.
Let's just get days and give them numbers. Let's name months. What are even months? Yeah, that would be a great problem to have.
Exactly. Like, I just, that's all I want is I just want things to be normal. But yeah, that being said, we're going to hit you guys with a little ad break before Cleo and I come back. And we'll talk a little bit, you know, send you off on your happy way and your new year. And yeah, everyone, thanks for just like, you know, thanks for staying tuned in. Thanks for listening. You know, I know some of you are out there listening. I've heard some of you, and I really do appreciate it. You know, I really have fun doing this. And Cleo, I hope you do too.
Absolutely.
And we're going to hit you with an ad break. So please keep that dial tuned here on CGLO 1690 AM. And, you know, we'll get right back to you.